going to change the subject now, and we're going to be talking to a guest from the Power Hour that I appreciate so very much. Ollie Johansson has been a guest on the program before. He's associate professor of the head of experimental dermatology unit, Department of Neuroscience at the Karolinska Institute. And, of course, that's where the Nobel Prize for Physiology is given out. Professor Johansson is a world-leading authority in the field of EMF radiation and health effects. He is a professor in basic and clinical neuroscience at the Royal Institute of Technology, Stockholm. He has published more than 500 original articles, and they are investigating the modern man-made electromagnetic fields. So glad to have him join us today. Thank you so very much, Dr. Johansson, for joining us in the Power Hour today.
Well, thank you the same. It was a very generous introduction. Thank you so much.
Well, we have certainly followed you and are very grateful for the work that you have been doing. And I'd like to ask you how this goes back. Obviously, EMP was not a big issue when I was in grade school or never even heard of this kind of thing. When did you become involved, or what was it that brought your attention to the issue of EMP?
Well, actually,
EMF, I'm sorry.
I had heard some rumors in the 1970s that there were health effects of the artificial electromagnetic fields from ordinary household gadgets as well as from the newly introduced personal computer screens. And especially the trade unions in Sweden, they were monitoring these health effects in their employees and the members of the trade unions. And then, luckily, I must say, I listened to radio. Radio is fantastic, I must say. And I generally very rarely do it. But I did that one evening at 8 o'clock in my laboratory, and the radio was on. Someone had left it on, and I heard a woman from one of the trade union offices in Sweden. She was calling out and asking for expertise in neurology, and I'm not a neurologist, but I'm, as you said, in basic and clinical neuroscience. I thought that was close enough. I called her, and she started to talk about particular cutaneous effects of the radiation from these new computer screens that had been just introduced in Sweden at the end of the 1970s and beginning of the 80s. And we decided to meet together with a physicist, Yngve Hamnerius, from the west coast of Sweden, and we sat down at the Karolinska Institute and talked for quite some time and decided to start one of the very first studies regarding these persons, or should we say patients, that complained of skin rashes, skin irritations, palpitations, redness, problems with breathing, heart palpitations, etc. And, well, the rest is history.
And so we become aware of this thing that can be in our own home, invading us of our own privacy. And those are all the other issues, not to mention the health issues, of course. And we come down to now the EMF, the actual what everybody's experiencing now. And over the last many years that this time has, that we have developed what we're having here, I'd like to know what percentage you believe that our environment has gotten worse. What percentage our environment is worse now that we have EMF?
That's a very, very good question.
Okay, we'll be back.
We got to answer that.
Okay, we've got a 3-minute break. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Dr. Ollie Johansson is our guest today from Sweden. And with all the respect that we have for him and what he is doing, boy, I'll tell you what, he is standing and then standing. And it's been, I'm sure, a very rough road for you. The question I asked you before the break, sir, was, you know, what percentage has the contamination of the environment, what has happened to our environment since the advent of these quote-unquote wireless toys?
Yeah. You know, I found some days ago an old photograph of my parents' home, or a set of photographs, actually, and it was from the 1950s when I was a kid. And I then saw, and I remember that we had like a radio set. We didn't have a TV. We had a refrigerator, but not a freezer, and we had an electric stove. That was about it, together with a few light bulbs. Today, as you know, in a modern home or a modern workplace, there are enormous numbers of various gadgets. Some of them are wired, but very many of them are wireless. And they will communicate using microwaves of different types and characteristics. And around the corner, we are talking about the Internet of Things. Everything should have a transmitter, a receiver, and they should communicate in between. And just looking at one of the frequency domains where you have the third generation mobile telephony, you can then notice that compared to the years in the 50s and 60s and 70s, the increase in exposure levels for human beings in Sweden or in the United States is in the order of a quintillion times. That's a one with 18 zeros behind. So it can only really be understood in colossal or astronomical numbers. And to talk about percentage increases, well, that's pretty small, I would say, you know. It's much, much, much bigger. But since this is invisible, you don't see this electrosmog, as the Germans call it, and you're not aware of it. But the exposure levels are just unbelievable. And, of course, it's very natural for scientists to then start and asking the simple questions, is it really safe for you? And as you already know, there is a huge number of review-based scientific publications clearly pointing to that this is very hazardous, to say the least, not only for human beings, but also for all types of animals, for plants, for bacteria, and we just don't know what we will see in the future. And the year 2016 has been very dramatic since you in the United States, the American National Toxicology Program, has published findings regarding DNA damage as well as cancer incidences in rats. And to make a long story short, these rats got brain tumors of a very aggressive type as well as heart tumors. The increase, the risk increase wasn't that big. We are talking about like 3%, but if you transform it to all the human consumers, we are probably seeing then in the order of 150 million extra cancer cases in the year to come. So I do understand that, for instance, the World Health Organization in Geneva, as well as the operators, the manufacturers of these gadgets, and above all, the insurance companies around the world, they don't want to touch this, not even with a pair of pliers.
And when you consider what has taken place around the world in schools where these children are just, you know, moved into these areas that are abusive, the schools, the hospitals, I can't even imagine. I'm a nurse, or my background, of course, being from a nursing, but when I go into a hospital now and I see everything that is wireless, everything that is wireless there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's impossible to even imagine that your brain cells could not just be reverting off of each other and just bouncing around and creating heat or whatever, you know, toxins or what. I mean, I can't even imagine what's going on inside these children's brains today.
And, you know, when scientists view the brain cells, for instance, they see anything from behavioral alterations, changes, for instance, in short-term memory, changes or decreases, we should say, in concentration capacity, leakage of the so-called blood-brain barrier, and actual destruction of nerve cells in various parts of the brain. And as you say, it's sort of ironic that we now force parents to force their kids into schools where they are exposed to something that the World Health Organization in Geneva has cancer classified already in 2001, following a new cancer classification in 2011. So when I get the common question from a mother or father asking me, is this mobile phone or is this tablet or the wireless internet, is it safe for my kid? I cannot lie. I just have to say, no, I don't believe it. And the World Health Organization doesn't believe it. The insurance companies do not believe it. The manufacturers and the operators do not, and so on.
Well, then how is this legal? How is this acceptable? How are they able to get this through, do this?
Yeah, that's such a very important and good question. And I have to tell you that every day, you know, I go to bed with a big question mark on my forehead. And the question mark is exactly that. Why doesn't the government of Sweden or the Senate and Congress of the United States, why don't they say, no, this is enough? We have to look much more closely at it. And in the meantime, we have a moratorium. We stop it. And we try to come up with new solutions. And I coined many years ago the need for tomorrow's green, human, as well as environmental-friendly technology. And, of course, it sounds very dull and boring to talk about the moratorium, but after that tunnel, that dark tunnel, any company and any country coming up with a new solution to these problems will, of course, be tomorrow's big, big winners. Just imagine to sell all the wireless phones, computers, and whatever once again. And so far, the only country that seriously have really looked officially, I would say, into this is the neighboring country to Sweden and Norway. And who knows, maybe in a few years' time, all these gadgets, they will not any longer be Nokia or Motorola or Ericsson. They will all be labeled Norwegian.
And why do you say that? I don't understand.
Because they are very, very interested in looking into the possibility to produce alternative human and environmental friendly technology.
Okay. Now,
without the side effects we are talking about.
Oh, wow. Okay, let's say there is a moratorium. I mean, can we believe that actually, with as far as this world has gotten with the use of computers, I mean, you look at the airlines. Airlines couldn't function any longer without a computer, or, you know, probably couldn't function for a very long period of time.
But, of course, that particular computer could be shielded. It could be wired. It doesn't have to be wireless. And there are other ways to communicate wirelessly and at other wavelengths that most likely do not affect the human or animal body or plants at all. So there are, of course, alternatives. And as you say, I also doubt there is a possibility practically to inaugurate a complete moratorium, but we need to start somewhere and at least start to discuss it openly, listen what politicians and civil servants have to say. And I have asked for years and decades to be able to replicate the findings done by other laboratories around the world to see, is it as bad as they say, or have they maybe done some mistake? Maybe the situation is better than we think. And so far, the replications we have done, most of them have unfortunately spoken another language, namely that this is a big risk. And as I said before, you know, you and I, we can talk with our medical background a lot about experiments, test tubes, micromolars, and so on. But for the general audience, I strongly would say that it's more telling what the insurance companies and the manufacturers do. They have many years ago already abandoned ship.
Well, it, you know, I want to believe that there's a way to go back and backtrack this, and I want to believe that, this could be made whole, people could be made whole over this, but I'm afraid the damage that has been done is already been done. Is there a chance that this can undo? I mean, is there a way that people can do any kind of detox, or I don't know what it would be to, if there is a moratorium? I mean, there's a whole bunch of ifs in this story, but could we go back and take away some of this damage?
I do hope that there are possibilities like that. And as you know, it's quite common nowadays to send, for instance, children and teenagers to various detox camps, you know, where they learn to be without their computer for at least a day or two, or maybe a week or two. So people are awakening, and the need is definitely there. But then, of course, you can always ask yourself, especially from your medical point of view, will that be enough? Will that reverse any damages done to molecules, cells, tissues, and organs? And most likely won't. So, but, you know, I repeat and repeat and repeat to myself that dear God, please make me wrong, make all these scientists wrong, and that would be the best. But up till now, you know, and just while we are talking now, I saw that yet another paper arrived to my computer. So the activity around the world is adding more and more knowledge and information, and they are all speaking the same language, that we are at risk, and not only human beings, but also other living creatures on the planet.
All right, we'll be back after this. 4 minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. We'll take your phone calls also. You'll have a chance to talk to the worldwide expert.
Defender.com today.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, and to thank you all that served in the Navy for the right reasons. If you serve for the wrong reason, we don't really go into that one. But I served in the military. My mother served in the Navy. My father served in the Army Air Corps. My father was a belly gunner on a B-17. And had a half-life of like 4 minutes on a belly gunner position, you know, and he did that. But he lived through all of the missions that they did on a B-17, and my mother served in the Navy. My mother was responsible for receiving the word from World War II that it had been stopped.
That is so cool.
Yeah, and she received that on a telegraph, old-time telegraph. However, it got blown away in a tornado, and when the Smithsonian asked for it, it was not available. It was a shame. But anyway, my mother, I'll just share with you, served as in the Navy and outranked my father. So, of course, I came from a dysfunctional family as a result of that. Anyway, we're talking off stuff here that we shouldn't be talking about, because we've got the expert on EMF with us today, and I'm so grateful. But we are honoring the inauguration today, and also some of the military that served for the right reasons. So anyway, talking to Dr. Ollie Johansson, sir, the actual damage that is done, what happens to the cells? What do we know with just a small amount of attention or small amount of EMF might start affecting a body or a body system?
Well, as you so rightfully pointed out before, in less than a generation, we have got accustomed to widespread access to the Internet, for instance, which has revolutionized virtually every aspect of life, and connecting people with unimaginable information and opportunities. But in this rush for technology, to embrace all the convenience and affordability of internet-based information, we have sort of failed to critically evaluate the enormous wealth of health effects of exposing ourselves, our children, animals, plants, etc. And the scary thing, in a sense, is that and in the commercial breaks, I heard that people refer to different chemicals. And, you know, our body is very, very good to handle chemical exposures of various sorts. But the electromagnetic field from a mobile phone or a tablet has the capacity to open up various barriers in the body. The most famous probably is the blood-brain barrier protecting our brain. But there are other barriers, for instance, in male testicles, there is a blood testis barrier, and another very famous one is the barrier in the placenta of a pregnant woman that should protect a very, very small fetus. And these electromagnetic fields, they will open up these barriers, allowing the normally then not harmful chemicals to enter these organs and enter into the area where you have a very small fetus and impinge upon your brain. And the question is, of course, that this leakage, is that the reason why other scientists see DNA damage? Further scientists, they see increase in incidence of brain tumors and so on. They are like pieces of a gigantic jigsaw puzzle. They are interconnected, but of course we need more glue to really finalize the whole image. And scientists are struggling all around the world, but as you can imagine, it's not very easy at all to get the necessary funding. And even if you do get some money, it's very, very scarce.
Mm-hmm.
And there is more that is needed to be done. At the same time, other experts, they claim rightfully that we already know so very much, so we should react. And as we said before, many levels of our society from a legal liability point of view has reacted already 10, 15 years ago by withdrawing, by abandoning the ship. And you and I as consumers, we are pretty low nowadays on this electromagnetic ship, and we are traveling without any real protection. And that's also both telling and both scary. And then, of course, you have the number of papers showing dramatic effects, for instance, on the immune system, effects on fertility, effects on plants. And you can go on like this for quite some time with naming all the published and documented effects. And for instance,
okay,
the immune system.
Okay, we've got a three-minute break now. We'll be back with Dr. Johansson after this three-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. Out there.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Welcome back to the Power Hour. To all of you Marines out there, we salute you for doing the right thing. I am so anti-war, I cannot tell you. And I served in the Air Force as a flight nurse. I was a flight nurse, and I am against war because the wars are not real wars. They're fought for money for this country. I think we're going to see a stand on that one. Anyway, that's my editorial comment for today on the issue of Donald Trump being elected, and all I can say is no more wars. It's 34 minutes after the hour. Our guest today is Dr. Ali Johansson, who is probably the expert in EMF around the world, if you were to talk to people. And we're just so grateful to have him on the show today. And I do want to take a few phone calls for you. But, you know, we were talking in terms of what is actually the damage that happens to the body, you know, on a cellular basis, organic basis.
And I was introducing the effect in the immune system. And when you see, to make a long story short, when you see what happens when you kind of microwave the immune system from mobile phones and tablets, initially it actually activates the immune system. It tries to fight back. But it doesn't take very long time before it starts to quite rapidly deteriorate. And it is as if the immune system starts also to leak. And from a clinical point of view, it's interesting to see that around the world, and I just recently read about the United States, that there is an increase in asthmas, allergies, and other oversensitivities. And the question is, could that in some way be an effect of the deterioration of the immune system due to the presence of this enormous exposure from various gadgets such as mobile phones? And again, as a scientist, I would love to be able to investigate this. And well, we just cannot. We don't have the facilities or the funding needed to do it. But the question is out there, and this is just one small point among very many. And, of course, to me, the most scary effect is the one that you see on egg cells, sperm cells, and the matter of fertility. And if data from various research groups around the world is correct, and we have no reason to doubt that, maybe it could be an effect that is seen after many generations, saying that maybe our grandchildren cannot any longer get new babies because of something we did to ourselves in 2017.
Well, let me ask you then, what country do you think abuses or utilizes EMF to the most extent? I mean, which country would you say is now more of more involved in the spreading of this incredible contamination across the world?
Well, I mean, there are quite a few countries involved in that. And, of course, I mean, Sweden is one of them. Sweden is among the countries around the world which uses the most electricity per person, has the highest number of mobile phones per person, the highest number of computers in schools per pupil, etc. And at the same time, as you probably read about, the Swedish educational standard has really plummeted. There is a big drama going on at political level because our pupils and students are doing less well for the year.
Really?
And again, yeah, the question is, can that have something to do with this constant 24/7 whole body exposure wherever you are? And again, with all the data from the scientific literature pointing clearly to that, you get a decrease in concentration capacity, decrease in memory, etc. And there are also some very elegant experiments done on boys who should take a linguistic test. And in a double-blind fashion, when they were exposed to mobile telephony, those boys did the test less well. So you have the evidence just in front of you, but you need some strong parliament and government and strong authorities that should react and say, hey, this is not good. Our kids should not be doing less well in school. They should be doing excellently well.
Yes, absolutely. So we have it just pretty much any country, though. Well, I mean, of course, I think the African countries, they have been kept back by, you know, for a reason in their development. But still, it seems that the every country now has their source of power that
yeah.
I am getting.
And you know, let me just quickly add to that very important comment of yours, because if you look ahead, it could be surprising winners in this game. Very poor people, like in Africa, in Asia, South America, the Middle Americas, and so on, that cannot afford to build and to use and buy this infrastructure based on microwaves. Maybe they are tomorrow's winners, because they will not get microwave-based alterations in their cells, molecules. They will not get radiation-based cancers. They will not lose their fertility. And the same goes for people with the functional impairment, electrohypersensitivity, who just cannot buy and use these gadgets because they cannot withstand all this radiation. And when you look upon them, first you may think, oh, they are losers. They cannot surf the internet and they cannot play computer games and so on. But hey, maybe they are actually the winners.
Yes, they are the winners. That's right. And the homeschool children, and the children that are not living in environments that are full of this incredible amount of I don't even know what, just...
It's toxicity is what it is. You know, I live out in the country, and the nearest home is, well, my father lives close by. I can pick up their Wi-Fi in my house, which is at least 100 yards away. The neighbors is twice the distance, and I'm way out in the country. You know, the neighbors is twice that distance, at least 2 to 3 times that distance, and I can pick up their Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
So then how many Wi-Fis, if a person is in a building, let's say in
like
a downtown...
apartment complex or something.
Yeah, apartment complex or downtown New York City or something, and you've got just like blasted this stuff in from every possible direction. I mean, how bad can it get? What is the worst case, sir, that you have ever seen of a person affected by the electromagnetic radiation? Or
well, some very bad examples I've seen here in the Stockholm city. And as you say, if you look in Sweden for the two highest hotspots, that would actually be the central train station in Stockholm and a corresponding train station in Göteborg on the west coast. And I guess you would say in New York that Fifth Avenue maybe and the Grand Central Station, and where a lot of people gather at the same time. There is a lot of Wi-Fi based stations and routers. And above all, everyone is carrying and using their own mobile phone. And very often the mobile phones, without the consumers understanding it, are used in a piggyback system, relaying calls in between. And then when you measure the microwave exposures, then you find the highest levels. Then, of course, if you go out in the countryside, maybe you have like one or two transmitters, and they may even be far away. And if you don't use a mobile phone yourself but have an ordinary wired landline phone, then the exposure levels are lower. And just to fill in also on the comments there, you know, which are very important, I asked a physicist here in Sweden many years ago at the conference, given all the research data at that time, and since then it has just exploded, the number of publications. But I asked him, if I should use all this scientific information and move the phone away from my body to be sure not to be exposed to levels equal to the ones used in these publications, how many meters away from my body did I have to have the mobile phone? Mm-hmm. And then he said, well, it's very hard to say exactly, but given the publications we have heard, many of them were actually from universities in the United States, he said, well, it should be in the order of 5 to 10 kilometers away.
Mm. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, what?
And then he added, well, but on the other hand, that wouldn't make a difference because you will still live in a city. You will still be exposed to all these antennas and base stations and routers and whatever.
My goodness, that's horrible.
I have a question.
I remember, you know, after we had had this discussion, I mentioned it in a radio program, a Swedish radio program, and after the program, there was a teacher who called me, and he was very upset because he had sat down immediately and calculated, and he came up with that you didn't have to move away 5 to 10 kilometers. Probably it would be enough with 500 meters. And then I just said solemnly, you know, how long arms do you have? How should you be able to use it, you know? And he was so angry, so he slammed the phone right down, you know. I've never heard from him again. But, I mean, you have to realize that these gadgets we're talking about, they are strong, you know. They could traverse for miles and miles between themselves and an antenna construction, and very few gadgets we have can do the same.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question about cell phones. You know, the smartphones nowadays, they have, well, you can turn on and off your data or your Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
Is it better to have those things turned off all the time unless you're going to use them? Is there less damage caused if you have those you know,
settings
turned off?
Yeah, I wish it is. But at the same time, I don't have any formal scientific proof for it. Even when you turn it off, or if you have it in flight mode and so on, the exposure levels, as we said before, they can only be understood in words like astronomical, colossal, or even biblical.
Wow.
We're talking about, you know, quintillion times, and for many other types of frequencies, even higher. And few people understand that when they toss their mobile phone down into the baby pram after a call, they actually toss down several electric train engines when we talk about the power frequent magnetic fields. These are strong gadgets, you know. And, you know, when you talk with a physicist at the university, for them, this is just textbook knowledge. So there's nothing surprising to them. But the consumer, they don't understand what type of thing they are holding.
Mm-hmm.
And
don't
as
understand.
I say, every evening I pray to God, please make me and all the scientists wrong. Because otherwise it could be a very big bill down the road to be paid. And I remember a meeting we had 2004 in London, where we met representatives for the operators, the manufacturers, and also the world's insurance companies. And all of them said that for them, it was not the question whether these gadgets were harmful or not. The only question was, who is going to pay for the damages in the future? And they all together in chorus said, they will not pay it. And therefore, they don't insure for health damages. And the manufacturers and the operators, they have their ways to evade liability and responsibility.
All right. I'd like to open up the phone lines because we have this opportunity to have one of the most educated people on this subject. And I still want to know, before we finish this conversation, are there some other things that we can do to protect ourselves? I mean, wearing a, I don't know, a special garment. I mean, is there something, anything
well,
we could do?
Yeah, I would say like this, you know, to begin with, listen to the Power Hour, inform yourself, listen to other programs, watch television, read text in books and newspaper articles, and think about, don't trust me, for instance, make up your own mind, and then you will see that distance, as we talked about, as well as shielding are the only ways to really evade the exposure. But at the same time, you know, being a citizen in a democracy, I don't want to wear any form of armor just to protect myself
right.
from something that is exposing us 24/7. That sounds very strange. Mm-hmm. And also I would like to add that the listeners, they should start, and I know many people are already doing it, they should write to their local as well as national and international bodies of responsibility, like the World Health Organization, the United Nations, the Senate and Congress of your fantastic country, and of other countries, governments and parliaments, health authorities, and really urge them to come up with answers and also to force them to go into more human-friendly corners.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've got lots of calls here. Let's get started on the phone calls with James in Florida. James, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. You're on with Dr. Johansson. Go ahead, please. By the way, Stuart Rhodes is going to join us at 9 o'clock. Just to let you all know, there were some problems last night at the inauguration, and he was there representing, of course, Oath Keepers, and he will let us know what happened. So he's going to join us at 9 o'clock, fresh from the inauguration in D.C., so we're looking forward to that. So go ahead, James, in Florida, you're on with Dr. Johansson. Go ahead, please.
Excellent show this morning. Hypothyroidism and hypothyroidism is at an epidemic proportion in the United States today. Could you please speak about the known studies that have been done showing the effects of EMFs on metabolic function and basal body temperature?
Oh, that's a very important issue you bring up. You know, if you should ask me to pick a number one organ when we talk about any form of radiation damage, of course, the thyroid gland would be in focus. And there are a number of studies, and we have done studies ourselves on thyroid cells, showing that various types of electromagnetic fields, of, if I quote them, the manufacturers, of safe gadgets, they do have dramatic impacts on these cells and the organ, the thyroid gland. And so this is, again, an area that I feel should be much better investigated because, as you say, in many countries, you see an increase in various thyroid-related diseases, not only direct on the thyroid gland, but also indirect effects on the entire body when we talk about metabolism, the effect of the thyroid hormones, etc.
Wonderful show today. Thank you, Joyce.
Thank you.
Well,
thank you, James.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you for the phone call. Yeah, here we are, Inauguration Day, big day. And I'm telling you, Dr. Johansson, in case you want to talk to anybody, you can tell them you talked to somebody from the U.S. today, and we are so excited over what is happening in Washington, D.C. We cannot stand it. I mean, we are part of the, yes, he is going to make America great again, parties. And I am so excited. I cannot stand it. I mean, we have a certain esprit de corps today that is really, really strong here at the Power Hour. And when we come back from this 3-minute break, Dr. Johansson, we're going to take Curtis in West Virginia's phone call. We are psyched at the Power Hour. back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. That is for the Army man. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who serve for the right reasons, and I do mean the right reasons. We're talking to a very educated gentleman today who has shared with us his information on EMF, and it is scary. It is of concern, ladies and gentlemen. We have a major problem on our hands, which he has been very articulate about, and we really, really desperately need to do something about this situation. Let me go to Curtis in West Virginia. Curtis in West Virginia, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. Welcome.
Oh, it's so good to hear you back on there, Joyce, today.
Thank you. Thank you, Curtis.
I've talked to you many times before. I've experienced a burn behind my ear and the side of my neck. I went to the emergency room, and they confirmed it came from the cell phone, but they wouldn't put it in writing.
Really?
I've now got on the side of my neck a continuous needle pin sticking feeling all up and down my neck. No doctors will see me, and no lawyers will even talk about it or contact them. What does the doctor know about pulsating radiation? Is there anything I could do to reverse this? I've tried all kinds of creams and different things, and nothing eased it up except a pillow against my neck when I sleep at night.
Okay, so you've got a burn left over from allegedly a phone. Okay, allegedly a phone.
You know, this is not uncommon at all. I quite often get the very same type of story from various persons around the planet. And sometimes, of course, physicians do engage to try to treat it, and even lawyers could be interested. But I would say it's very difficult over the phone to have any form of intelligent or informed answer. One needs to investigate it on site. And very often I hear that people try various ointments and painkillers and whatever, and it doesn't really work. So it seems to be a permanent damage, more or less. And, of course, you have to stay away, I would say, from any further exposure, as good as you can ever do it, and keep a close watch on it.
My arm ain't long enough to use the phone.
Yeah, you got that case, too. Well, thank you very much for the phone call, Curtis. I wish we had a better answer for you. We don't on that. That's just a shame. Let's see. Do we have any more callers? I'm sorry? Arthur in Chicago, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. Arthur, what's on your mind today?
Good morning,
Dr. Johansson.
For Solar Engineering. I had a question. Have people been complaining about body temperature going up and down over this as well?
Have people been complaining about what?
Their body temperatures varying, like actually going up. This is what I experienced ever since they put these meters in. I'm an amputee, and I get phantoms, like my left arm, they amputated. I get like it's being electrocuted, like it's, you know what I mean? Like there's low voltage.
Oh, really? So you have, you have an arm that is amputated, is that correct?
Yes, I was electrocuted in 2000, and when I fell to the roof, the blisters infected, and they had to amputate my left hand, halfway up the forearm. And ever since they put these meters in, I've been having body temperatures rising. I've been getting all kinds of phantoms, neck pain.
Okay, let me ask Dr. Johansson then. Okay, he's got smart meters, which, you know, we got smart meters, and we're aware of those, and we know those problems. So do you have any advice for Curtis, and is there a way that this is affecting him?
Well, you know, there are some studies actually showing that amputees, the nerve fibers that are left, they have been damaged, of course, to the amputation.
Unfortunately, we're out of time.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got to hear. I feel nice, the sugar runs fine. I feel nice, the sugar runs fine. So nice, so nice, I got you. Do you know, and I feel nice.
rhythm is mine. I feel nice, the sugar is fine. So nice, so nice, I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. And when I hold you in my arms, my love can't do me no harm. And I feel nice, I should have inspired. I feel nice, I should have inspired. So nice, so nice, that I got a year. Wow, I feel good.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that carnivore wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using carnivore because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking carnivore. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivore Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us today.